Genesis chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from there towards the south country, and lived between Kadesh and Shur, and lived in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech king of Gerar sent, and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, "Indeed, you are but a dead man, because of the woman which you have taken, because she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, will you also kill a righteous nation? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'?" And she, even she herself, said, "He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands I have done this." And God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. Therefore I also prevented you from sinning against me, and I did not allow you to touch her. Now therefore restore to the man his wife, because he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours." Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were greatly afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us? And how have I offended you, that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that should not be done." And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What have you seen, that you have done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, 'Surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me for the sake of my wife. And besides, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife.' And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, 'This is your kindness that you shall show to me. At every place where we shall come, say of me, "He is my brother."' And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them to Abraham and restored to him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, "Look, my land is before you. Live where it pleases you." And to Sarah he said, "Look, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, he blinds your eyes to all who are with you and with all others." So she was reproved. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they gave birth to children, because the Lord Jehovah had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.